Here's a thought I'll title, Disappearing into the Background. And I've brushed on this topic from time to time in the past, so if this sounds vaguely familiar, don't be surprised. But I want to explore it a little more deeply, and it's this idea. What is the difference between photographs that are on the wall and photographs that are off the wall? And I think it has to do with the amount of attention they're given by the viewer. Photographs on the wall can definitely be looked at intently, and oftentimes are. But even more often, I think they are probably just in the background. They disappear. They're part of the room decor. And you don't pay any more attention to a photograph on the wall than you would, say, the fabric in the couch. It's just part of the scene. But it's not really something we look at intently. I think about this often in terms of music. There are two kinds of relationship I have with music. I don't know about you, but I can put music on in the background and not really pay any attention to it, and it's just sort of happening there. Or I can put on my headphones and really intensely listen to a piece of music to try to feel it and understand it. Now, those are two completely different responses. I think the same thing happens in photography between work that's on the wall and work that's off the wall. If it's off the wall, it's in a book, it's in a folio, it's in some sort of non-display that you have to pick up and handle and probably look at more intently. And in a funny way, even though books are considered secondary because they're reproductions of the original work, it tends to lead to a more intense relationship with an image. When you pick up a book, you are doing so for the purpose of taking a closer look. Isn't that an interesting bit of language? And that, I think, is the kind of work that so many of us are hoping to create, is the kind of work that people really want to have a relationship with, not just in the background, disappearing on the wall because it goes with the couch.